I'm Marco Werman, and welcome to this Thanksgiving Day edition of The World. If you're at home with family or friends, or if you happen to be working today or driving somewhere, glad you could join us. We want to start things off today with a story about the weird way the universe works. Case in point, two Afghan men, Ajmal Fakhri and Janis Shinwari, who both worked as translators for the U.S. military. They became great friends in the process, and on this Thanksgiving, these two Afghan men are in the U.S., with their families having a holiday lunch together in Alexandria, Virginia. How they got here is a fascinating story, one that begins with an American soldier. Matt Zeller is an Army veteran of the war in Afghanistan. He's also the founder of No One Left Behind. That's a group that helps Afghan and Iraqi translators get visas and settle in the United States. We'll hear from the former translators, Ajmal and Janis, in a few minutes. First, I asked Matt Zeller to introduce us to them.
Ajmal served as an embedded combat interpreter. So he was a translator for some of the U.S. forces fighting on the very front lines. And actually, as he ascended up the ranks of translators, by the end of his tour of duty to our country, he ended up being the personal translator for the Secretary of Defense, Bob Gates.
Right. So a lot of faith put in Mr. Fakhri. So he gets a visa to come to the U.S. It was a really frenetic trip, though. Explain that.
What ended up happening was the State Department botched Ajmal's visa. These visas are good traditionally for 6 months. And the reason that they're good for 6 months is the State Department tells Afghans and Iraqis it could take up to that long for their flights to the U.S. to be arranged. So when Ajmal went to pick up his visa at the embassy in Kabul, he was shocked to find that instead of having 6 months to travel to the United States, his visa was set to expire in 72 hours. He ended up having to sell all of his life's possessions, cash in all of his savings, and end up borrowing around $9,000. And at the low, low price of $14,000, he ended up getting four one-way plane tickets for him and his family to get out of Afghanistan right around New Year's a year ago. These visas, if you don't clear customs by midnight of the day that they expire, you actually get deported and get sent back to your country of origin. Ajmal and his family cleared customs at 11:31 p.m. with 29 minutes to spare. But because they arrived here having spent their life savings on their tickets, they had nowhere to go, no one who had been planning for their arrival because it had happened so suddenly. And so he ended up actually homeless on the streets of San Francisco with his wife and two young children in the middle of winter. And that's where we found him a year ago. He was living on the streets.
How long had they been on the streets?
They had been on the streets at that point for about a week.
Wow.
It was just by some sheer luck of the universe that he was on the street begging with his wife for food and money, whatever they could get, when an Afghan American who had come here in the 70s fleeing the Soviets heard Ajmal talking to his wife in Pashto and stopped and asked them, you know, what are you doing on the road?
And Ajmal, this is in San Francisco, right?
This is in San Francisco. Yeah. Ajmal explained to him what had occurred, and he said, you're coming home with me, and I'm going to give you, you know, I'm going to let you borrow my phone, and you call whoever you know in America. Well, the only person he knew in America was my former personal translator, Janis Shinwari.
So this man, Janis Shinwari, what did he do for the U.S. in Afghanistan?
Well, Janis was my personal translator in 2008. And in my second week of that tour of duty, I found myself in the worst firefight of my life. And it had been about an hour. We had been fighting with a much larger Taliban force, like 50 of them versus the 15 of us. And we were surrounded, and I had run out of grenades and was starting to run low on bullets. And this mortar round landed next to me, and it exploded, and it sent me flying into this ditch. And when I came to, as if out of a movie, a rescue convoy showed up with a machine gun that fires grenades. It's called a Mark 19 grenade launcher, and it's a pretty impressive weapon. And the guy driving that lead truck said, you know, where do you want us to concentrate our fire? And I pointed up to this ridgeline, and they went off to assault that ridgeline. And at that moment, I felt a body just slam into my left side, knocking me down, and then the unmistakable sound of an AK-47 going off right next to my head. And I turned, and I didn't recognize the guy. It was not an American. It was clearly an Afghan dressed in an old U.S. Army style from like the 80s and 90s uniform. And I looked at him, and I said, who are you? And he said, I'm Janis. I'm one of your translators. And then I looked past him, And I saw the second Taliban fighter drop dead. And laying next to him was this other guy. And I realized he just shot and killed these two guys.
Your translator did.
Yeah. Amazing. And I then realized they had me dead to rights. They were either going to shoot me or drag me off because I was basically out in the middle of this field, open and exposed. He saved my life.
And did Ajmal Fakhri know Janice because of you as the connection?
Janice and Ajmal were sort of the more senior translators, and Kabul was the safe destination. And so if you were smart, you tried to get yourself back to Kabul as quickly as possible. What ended up happening was they ended up finding themselves on the same base, working together on the same mission, and became dear friends.
So now, today, on the 27th of November, 2014, they're together in Virginia having a holiday lunch together.
Yeah, Janice gets here last year, and we ended up raising him and his family about $35,000 just from folks hearing about Janice's story. And I went to give him the check right around this time, actually, last year. You know, basically told him, brother, I've got your rent for at least the next year and then some. Put your feet up, enjoy some time with your kids, relax, we've got this.
Wow,
and he thought about
sweet.
It for half a heartbeat and said, I can't accept it.
Oh,
it's too
gosh.
Much. Can we use it to help others? And I said, what do you want to do? And he said, well, you've seen how little that was in the way of resources to help my family and I get started when we arrived here. We've got to do better. And so together, we founded a nonprofit organization called No One Left Behind. Just like folks would call me a veteran, well, these guys to me, they're just as much of a veteran as I am, if not more, because I had the luxury of leaving when my tour of duty was over. They just went on to the next one, and the next one, and the next one.
Yeah, well, a reminder of some people we need to be thankful for today.
Yes.
Matt, thanks so much for an introduction to Ajmal and to Janice. Really appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That was former combat veteran Matt Zeller. So let's speak with Ajmal Fakhri and Janice Shinwari. As we said, these friends from Afghanistan are today in the U.S. sharing a meal with their families. They're in Alexandria, Virginia. Janice, first to you, did you ever think back in Afghanistan that you and Ajmal would one day be celebrating holidays here in America?
Actually, that was our dream. We said if we go to the United States, like if we go, we will stay together, like close to each other. And we didn't know like this thing will happen one day and we will be close to each other. Yeah.
I mean, even a year ago, Ajmal, the idea of being together near Janice here in the United States must have been really remote. We just heard from your friend, Matt Zeller, about the telephone call that you made to Janice when you were homeless in San Francisco. How hard was it to make that phone call?
Well, I had no time to arrange my flight, so I had to catch the first flight wherever in the United States. And that happened, so I came to San Francisco with no address, with no cell phone, with nothing. And that was the biggest problem I had. So when I thought when I was in Afghanistan that when I go to United States, I may go to talk a police officer, I may find somebody, they will help me out, and everything will be clear and everything will be good. So when I came here, when I came out of the airport, I was like, man, where should I go now? I was in the middle of nowhere. Then finally, like, I came across with an Afghan family who took me to his house for a little while. Then I found Janice's number on the Facebook.
Janice, were you surprised to get that call and find that Ajmal had arrived in San Francisco with no one to turn to except you?
Yeah, this is Janice. Yeah, that was like my happiest moment of my life when I got a call from Ajmal. When I left Afghanistan, then I didn't hear anything from Ajmal, although he was one of my best friends in the base. And when I heard like Ajmal is in United States, I was very happy, very surprised. And he told me like he is here. And finally, the shocking story, like he told me like he is in the middle of nowhere with nobody and in a very bad situation. And then next Monday I went to the airport and I picked him up and brought him home.
And it must have been a pretty amazing reunion.
Yeah. And I was like, as I said, I was feeling very, very happy, and I hugged one of my brother, which I even didn't think about it. Like I will meet this person in United States and we like become together. And yeah, that was my happiest moment of my life. And I said, okay, now I'm not alone. When Ajmal's family arrived, like we started a new life together. And that was a very, very good time for us.
You know, on this day of Thanksgiving, Americans sometimes complain when unexpected guests arrive at the house for dinner, even though there is a sort of inclusiveness that we all try to bring to this holiday, that no one should be left out on their own in the cold. That idea is really hardwired, though, in Afghanistan, or for the Pashtun, you call it nanawate. Correct me if I'm wrong, but what does that word mean to you?
All Afghan people, they are very hospitable people. If even we didn't invite that guest to the party, if he comes, like, we know, like, this guy care about us, that's why he is coming to join our party. Yeah, if somebody comes to your home or to your tribe and ask for nanavati, like, it means he asked for help, and then our people will fight for that guy until the last drop of their blood, and will save this guy.
Wow, that is
that's what we do back in our country.
So, Ajmal, what does nanawate mean to you?
That means for me, as a human being, it doesn't matter for me, especially for me, it doesn't matter who is he, American, non-American, Muslim, non-Muslim, Tajik, Pashtun, Uzbek, Hazara. But as a human being, we have to serve each other. One person cannot do everything by himself. We need to help each other.
You extended the welcome and hospitality of Nanawate to Matt Zeller. And I'm just wondering if either of you have any hard feelings toward the U.S. government, toward the Pentagon, since you gave so much help. And, you know, they gave you a visa, but then kind of left you on your own.
Well, that's something that that kind of like made us nervous, because we helped them. We were with them in bad situation, especially people like me, like Jonas. We were in the real fight. We were under attack. We were under ambush. We hit by IEDs. We all these things. We were side by side with Americans to make sure our guests are safe.
Yeah. I have to say, as an American, it's difficult to hear this point of view, this perspective, especially on a day where, you know, one expects that kind of hospitality to be reciprocated. I'm happy to know, though, that you're both with each other today, celebrating together. You're actually enjoying pie together, but I guess turkey is not your favorite thing?
This is Janice. Yeah, I don't like turkey. But instead of turkey, I bought a big chicken, and it's almost ready. And we made pie and different type of another Afghan food, rice, chicken kebab, and some meat, beef, to celebrate this holiday today.
Janice Shinwari and Ajmal Fakhiri are former translators for U.S. troops in Afghanistan. They're here with their families now in Alexandria, Virginia, having holiday lunch today. Thanks very much, and great to meet both of you.
It was our pleasure.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us, and have a wonderful day for you guys.